For more Chicago programs, higher income taxes, higher property taxes, more spending. Illinois cannot afford Marlene Suarez. Before your taxes go through the roof, vote no on Marlene Suarez. In his first term in office, State Representative Dwight Kay cut his own salary 10%, refused to accept a taxpayer-funded pension, and when Metro East road and bridge projects were threatened, Dwight Kay stood up for the Metro East and secured funding to improve our roads and bridges. Dwight Kay has a blueprint to help middle-class families. Repeal the 67% income tax increase, freeze property taxes for 3 years, cut wasteful spending, and audit state government. Dwight Kay, he's working hard to fix what's broken. Paid for by Citizens for Kay.
St. Charles Hardwoods is the professional's choice for hardwood stair parts, doors, flooring, and architectural molding products. So what does that mean to you? Well, St. Charles Hardwood has the inventory, knowledge, and tools to complete just about any project, large or small. Custom orders are their specialty because they own their own mill in Missouri. Visit St. Charles Hardwoods at 3909 Mid Rivers Mall Drive in St. Peter's or their new, much larger store on Gravois and 141 in Fenton. Or go to stcharleshardwoods.com.
Get to Kohl's Power Shopping Sale this Friday through Sunday. Everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hit the B Square. Yeah. Don't hit the B Square.
The Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris behind the microphone. Thanks for listening. You can always follow me on Twitter at Paul Harris Show. Eon the Peon and Dan Strauss in the studio with me today, as always. And Joe Hipperson joins us now, brought to you by the 7 locally owned and operated Oryx stores in the area. You can find out about what they have in stock by just going to their website, oryx.com. And now, here's Joe Hipperson. Hello, Joe.
Oh, yes.
Hey. Yes, yes, yes.
Nice to see you.
Well, it's nice to see you, too. I apologize, but I lost my voice about 2 days ago. It's slowly creeping back in. So
at the Madonna concert last night?
Yeah, you got it. The intensity of my segment might be held back just a tad. Okay. Just due to the fact that if I get really going, then before I know it, it's gone. Yeah. I mean, it sounds terrible. The worst, though, was yesterday. I mean, there was nothing I could do. You know how sometimes it's like you got a frog in your throat, so all you got to do is just hack something up. Right, and then it all comes back. It wouldn't do, and there was no remedy. There was no cure for it at all. I mean, I felt like I'd go to the store, man. I mean, I would sound like Cookie Monster, you know, just going crazy.
Gargling the lung butter.
Yes, and nothing I could say made any sense to anybody. It didn't matter. I mean, what I should have done is gone through a drive-through line. Is what I should have done, and that would have just been the perfect, justice to the fact that I can never understand anything you're saying. Anyway,
there you go.
That would have just been perfect. So next time this happens, that's definitely where I'm going. So I wanted to get that out of the way. It's just the way I like to do things. I notice a fault. I'd rather expose it. That way, you can take advantage of it, and just do whatever you want to do.
Good time. No, never here.
It sounds much better, and you sound okay. And we have tons of stuff to get to for this weekend.
Yes,
because there are some big movies, and I would like you, if you would, to start with this Denzel Washington movie, which I'm definitely going to see, based solely on the fact that Denzel Washington is starring in a movie whose trailer doesn't give every single part of it away.
Yeah, it tells you enough that you realize, okay, I mean, the movie we're talking about is Flights. It's an R-rated film. Denzel Washington in a Robert Zemeckis film. Can anybody remember the last time Robert Zemeckis made a bad movie?
Well, I didn't see his animated movies, so I can't speak to those.
Excuse those, but go with, the physical, the real deal movies. I can't remember the last time somebody said, oh, man, Robert Zemeckis. Mm-hmm. What a terrible director. He lost his touch. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy's a genius.
Remind us, what are some Robert Zemeckis movies? All I can name on the top of my head is Back to the Future.
All right, you got Back to the Future. You've got Forrest Gump. Massive, huge,
right.
Big, huge film.
Yep.
And right now I'm flopping in my head. No, I really am. I'm flopping.
We went through some of them yesterday, and I can't remember. I remember Forrest Gump and Back to the Future.
Well, Back to the Future 3 certainly sucked.
Well, okay. Now, I am very happy to say this is the first time ever I've heard someone say that before I got the chance to say it. I'm really, because
three,
everybody thinks 1 and 3 are the best, but they just dismiss 2 for its just craziness, man. I mean, Back to the Future 2, that was one of the gutsiest moves ever to a sequel. I mean, they had to reshoot so much of the original, and I know a lot of people think that they're just retreading. The way they did it was just so dark and just,
yeah.
You know, Castaway, he was a producer on.
He directed Castaway.
No, one of the best Harrison Ford movies ever. ever. Come on.
Wasn't that Tom Hanks?
No. One of the
Another movie that he did?
Yeah, come on.
What Lies Beneath?
Yes, with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, yeah. That was a tremendous
movie. That is a great Robert Zemeckis movie. He made that movie when they were filming Castaway, and basically they just pressed pause halfway so that Tom Hanks could drop all the weight, look all gangly and weird.
Yeah.
And while they were doing the pause, he made What Lies Beneath as his way to just kind of kill time. I think What Lies Beneath is just an amazing thriller and one of the greatest Harrison Ford roles of all time.
Wow, that's saying a lot.
Well, if you haven't seen What Lies Beneath, I mean, that is a great, great flick. But the movie Flight is R-rated. It does deal with some dark subject matter. And like you said, the trailer doesn't give too much away. You do realize, okay, not a human being in the world probably could have landed a plane in the situation he's in. He lands the plane. Everything's great. But he was a bit boozed up.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's an investigation. From there, we don't know anything.
This is like if Sully Sullenberger had alcohol in his system when he landed that plane in the Hudson.
Right.
Basically the same idea.
And I will say the only thing I don't like about the trailer is they should never have put in Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. Because I was waiting then for Martin Scorsese presents.
Yes.
I mean, come on. That's like his go-to thing.
Absolutely.
I felt that was a bad move. There's a billion other songs I could have chosen, but they went with that one. But Denzel Washington is a powerhouse. I cannot think of a movie that he's done where I walked away saying, oh, man, what a complete waste of my 2 hours. What a complete waste of time.
I felt that way about Man on Fire. I know a lot of people like that movie, but I did not like it.
Is it because of the way it was directed? Because it was directed like an assault on your senses. It wasn't directed at a slow pace. I mean, it was just in and out all over. It was just a nuts kind of movie.
Maybe it's the filmmaker's fault. I mean, Denzel Washington is incapable of a bad performance.
No, I agree.
So he was very solid in the movie. That's just one of those. I walked out of there and went, eh.
Okay, I gave a eh, but I still enjoyed the ride at John Q. That was the one where I'm like, eh. But it was still a great Denzel Washington
movie. Is John
Q
the one where his kid is sick in the hospital and they won't take care of him and he has to go in and use a gun to get him to take care of the kid?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It had moments. It also had Anne Heche, so it kind of sucked just on that. I mean, you put Anne Heche on a marquee, you're not going to get me.
I really like her. What's the one she did with David Schwimmer and Harrison Ford?
Oh, that was a good one.
40 Days and 40 Nights? Is that what it was called?
6 Days and 7 Nights.
Okay, something like that. That was close.
All right, quick backstory. Harrison Ford wanted to do nothing more than do a movie, a remake of a Bogart film. He wanted to do a movie called The African Queen.
Right.
Back and forth. A lot of things went this way and that. In the end, they had a bunch of rewrites and came up with 6 Days, 7 Nights.
Yeah.
You watch that, watch African Queen, and you could totally see this was intended to be a remake.
Well, let me tell you, Anne Heche in that movie, much better in a bikini than Katharine Hepburn ever was.
Yep.
Well, I think Katharine Hepburn wore like only, I think the most naked she got in African Queen was like 3 nightgowns and a nightie on top of that.
And she once took off her bonnet.
Yes, that's true. Just one time. That was when she was dumping the booze.
She's a missionary on this in that movie, so you can't expect that. But at the time, I remember taking my wife to go see that Six Days, Seven Nights, is that what it was called? And I walked out and I turned to her, and it was a time that Anne Heche was dating Ellen DeGeneres, and I said, that is the best looking lesbian I have ever seen.
Really?
And she had her hair like Ellen's at that point, didn't she?
Yeah, this was before she went crazy and started knocking on doors about alien invasion.
Right.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
But you know what? We knew, see, this was the other good thing. You knew going in the 6 Days, 7 Nights, okay, Anne Heche is now out. She is a lesbian.
Yeah.
But if
there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's nothing wrong with it. But if anybody could steer the ship a different direction, it's Indiana Jones.
It certainly wasn't going to be Ross Geller.
Exactly. So there was some believability going on. The Man with the Iron Fists is also coming out this weekend.
Did you give us a rating on Flight?
If you want a rating on Flight, I'll tell you right now, it's a 9.5 out of 10. I mean, it is a solid ride.
Ooh.
You might as well just call it Denzel Washington nominated Best Actor Academy Award.
Everybody liked this. Didn't Mike Evans liked it? And so did
I don't think you guys got a bad review on this one.
No.
I mean, it's an amazing flick. The opposite would be The Man with the Iron Fists, which stars the RZA, or is that how I pronounce his name?
RZA? Yeah, I believe that's RZA.
Yeah, RZA. Yeah, the RZA
from Wu-Tang.
Who is that?
He's from Wu-Tang Clan?
Yes.
Oh, sure. I have all of
Wu-Tang.
The Man with the Iron Fist also stars Russell Crowe. It's a heist movie in old China, and it just has way too many elements that were way, way too lifted.
Wait a second. Is this the one that in the commercial, the only person you can recognize is Lucy Liu?
Yes. And you think to yourself, is this an extended version of Kill Bill Volume 1? And you kind of get that vibe just a little bit. This movie has very little originality to it. It is a lot of wire work and a lot of people looking really smug and acting way too cool than they actually are.
Is it like that Jumping Tiger, Leaping Frog movie?
No, you can actually you can actually understand this a little bit better. But
what was that movie?
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Yeah. Like, you were close.
I like Jumping Tiger, Leaping Frog. I'd like to see that movie.
I think I may have told my daughter that as a bedtime story.
How deep's the water, GD?
Nice. The kid flick this weekend, it would be...
And it's cold, too.
And it's deep, too. Wow. Wreck-It Ralph would be the kid movie released this weekend, voice acting by John C. Reilly. You're also going to notice Sarah Silverman. This is the movie where a video game decides not to show... A video game character decides, I'm not going to show up my game anymore. I want to be more than just this, you know, two-dimensional nothing. It's interesting how many rights they got to all the different video game characters that do show up.
Yeah, it looks like they did what Zemeckis, who we were just talking about, did with Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Right.
In getting like Disney characters and Looney Tunes characters and all those things to go along with the newly animated characters that were in that movie. Have they done that with the video game characters in Wreck-It Ralph?
Oh, yeah, they have. You're not going to get every single character that you might hope for outside of just quick little cameos, but you do get a lot that your kids are going to know all the names of everything. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Just like with WALL-E, the movie had a message that was really smack dab on your head. There is a message in this movie.
Uh-huh.
And if you're a parent that doesn't like it when your kids are being spoon-fed messages, the message of Wreck-It Ralph is video games and violence are no good. So, if you've got kids that play violent video games, or you've got an issue with movies trying to tell you how to parent your kids, what games they should play, Wreck-It Ralph does not want you to be playing violent video games.
I think that more than anything, particularly the coin-operated video game industry, their agenda consists of exactly two words, insert coin.
Yeah. I'd agree with that, yeah. But I'm a big, when it comes to video games myself personally, I would much rather play a game where it's based on skill, where it's based on trying to figure out a puzzle or a map. The first Tomb Raider game for me, just genius. All right?
I love games
where you have to think, where you have to actually, you know, where you're really experiencing it. Otherwise, a game where you're just shooting things, it doesn't matter whether you're shooting zombies, mutants. I mean, Halo, I could give a rat about all those different franchise things.
Now, this Wreck-It Ralph looks like he's kind of like a Super Mario, Donkey Kong.
If Super Mario and Donkey Kong breeded, he kind of has that look.
Like that era and Pac-Man and that kind of era, which is kind of like my era of video games in the 80s. You know, when I'd be going out to bars, those are the games that you'd be playing there. Are those games popular with kids now? Like, if you take an 8-year-old to see Wreck-It Ralph, will they recognize, this is like the games that I play, or are they playing more sophisticated
stuff? I think some of the kids nowadays are getting into those retro games.
There's a retro throwback to the old school games, but when Wreck-It Ralph decides to leave his game and go to the world of games, you get everything, meaning... Doesn't matter what year of Wreck-It Ralph the character was made. Once he leaves his game,
he doesn't end up in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh man,
no. There are hints to what games he goes into.
Okay,
I'll put it that way.
Okay,
there's a great traveling exhibit that goes around to museums nowadays, and it's about the history of video games, and they get to play all the old ones and everything.
Awesome.
Centipede, man. Centipede.
Oh, yeah, with the rollerball. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. That was great because it's a skill game.
That was a tough game, too.
And I couldn't stand, you know, games where it's like, okay, insert a dollar, and then you're going to get a minute worth of gameplay.
Yeah,
insert another day. If you have skill, you move on.
I go back to, you know, Pac-Man, Space Invaders.
Galaga. I love Galaga.
Hubert.
Is that how you pronounced it?
Uh-huh.
Galaga.
Is it Galaga?
I thought it was Galaga.
I said Galaga.
And you will notice Hubert in Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, and King of Kong. What a great movie, too.
Oh, fantastic. You know what? Let's talk about that for just a second. Because if you've not...
Fistful of Quarters.
If you've not seen that documentary, King of Kong, it's about a guy who has the world record for Donkey Kong. Certified by whoever it is that certifies that sort of silliness. And another guy comes along and mathematically figures out how to play the game better. He buys an old Donkey Kong, puts it in his garage, and studies it and studies it and studies it. It's like the guy who went on Press Your Luck with a no whammies on TV, figured out the pattern and timed it and beat it time and time again. That's what this is. And the guy who's been the longtime champion who kind of has a following and a cult of
Billy Mitchell, he's almost the anti-hero.
Yes. doesn't like this new upstart guy.
Right.
Who's, he feels he's like rigging the game and all that. And it's a fantastic documentary that takes you inside the lives of these guys who are fully grown adults in their 30s, 40s, 50s, who are so obsessed with these games and particularly with these records. King of Kong. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's a great documentary.
All right. Last film that we have is called The Bay.
Did you give us a rating on Wreck-It Ralph?
7 out of 10.
Okay.
I would say that it's strong, the kids will dig it, but again, for the message that they try and force feed you, some people might look the other way.
Would a person who's more of an 80s video game guy like me...
You'd get ecstatic at the little cameo bits that you're going to see throughout this film.
Okay.
Other than that, it turns into kind of lollipop, sugar time, good stuff, bright colors, and the kids will be happy, and the message is there.
All right.
The Bay is the last film. It's also R-rated. You got 3 R-rated films this weekend. The Bay is another film where it's all shown to you via found footage after a disaster happens.
Mm.
This disaster would be a bizarre mutant type of, I don't know, amoeba that happens to get its way into the water at the Chesapeake Bay area. So anyone that comes in contact with water is then infected with this, which will cause their body to fall apart or mutate, or they become, you know, ravenous zombies. And it's just this... no different than any other film that you've seen where they do that thing where everyone's holding the camera, it's all shaky and everything. Mm. You get the token reporter who is somehow still alive, and her camera crew is with her, so we get that footage. You get the kids who take their parents' boat out when they're not supposed to, and they got the video camera, you get that footage. You get the doctor who thinks he can cure this, and he's going to record his autopsy of a victim the whole time, and no one can man the camera, so all we can see are things coming. It all just writes itself. It's kind of good. This is basically for the people that are still jonesing for more paranormal activity type stuff. This will feed their fish.
This is like the third generation of Blair Witch spinoff.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? Have you gone back and watched the first Blair Witch?
No.
I haven't either, because I'm afraid to. Because the first time, I only saw it one time. I got it. I enjoyed it.
I think it'll be boring now.
I think now I'm going to get so bored because of the way they've changed that whole technique.
Yeah, I agree.
So I haven't gone back. Now, I apologize.
Did you give us a rating on that one?
I will give you a rating on The Bay. I will give it a 4 out of 10.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Which means maybe you rent it, maybe, later on.
Okay.
All right. So, concerts tonight. Jackson Browne at the Fabulous Fox. The Hollow Point Heroes are playing over at Pops. Art Attack is at Plush. We Were Skeletons playing at the Limp Neighborhood Art Center. Dr. Acula is at FUBAR. The Fresh and Onlys are over at Firebird. Riff Raff at Lemons. Karate Bikini playing a heavy anchor. Mom's Kitchen over at the Broadway Oyster Bar. Aaron Bodie at the Wildy Theater. And the Gustones are playing Highway 61 Roadhouse. But do not forget, Henry's Humans also playing tonight downtown on Market Street. They're going to be playing at Harry's, isn't that right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
And I do
Will you be tending bar there?
I will be tending bar.
And
tonight.
Dan, will you be playing bass with Henry's Humans?
I will be playing bass with Henry's Humans.
And will I be singing lead?
No.
No.
Tina will, though.
And we'll be sending off our receptionist, Rebecca.
Yeah.
It's her last day today. She'll be down there somewhere.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. So you can go down there and have a drink.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You can pour
buy Rebecca
drink.
A drink.
You can get Dan to have the bass hit you in the face.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Awesome. All right. Saturday.
That should be the name of a band right there. Bass in your face.
Bass in your face.
Like that. That's not,
oh, shoot.
That's the thing. Write that one down.
Of course.
Well, I can't write it down now. You guys are going to know it.
Of course, when you put it on a marquee, somebody's going to go up and go, "What's bass in your face?"
Yeah, you got a bunch of guys with boats and fishing rods for a convention. On Saturday, we have the Thin Dimes at Highway 61 Roadhouse, Zombie Squad Burlesque at the Heavy Anchor, The Smiling Thief over at Lemons, Ghost in the Machine at Pops, X-Core playing at the Pageant, The Educated Guests at the Firebird, Shovels and Rope at Off-Broadway, Vibe Steady and Stink Bomb playing at FUBAR.
Stink Bomb.
Hoosier Daddies playing at Fast Eddie's. Blackout at Just Bill's Place. And the Dead String Brothers are at the Crack Fox. Would you like to play Name the Fake Band Name?
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
As I recall, I got it right last week. Ian got it 2 weeks ago. Dan, just watching.
Well, so far I haven't stumped you on the fake band name thing yet, so hopefully I can do it this time. Are we ready?
Well, ready.
You know, okay, go ahead.
Well, what?
I was going to say, you come up with 5, and we have 3 of us here. The odds are that one of us will get it right.
You want to bet?
No, I don't want to bet.
Wow.
And that one day you said you would put a 10 out. You said it. One day you said it. If I was, okay, fine. Just desperate for money. All right, so 5 bands, 5 concerts, 1 is fake, all going down on Saturday. Here we go. Kami Chung playing at the Schlafly Taproom. 7-8-9 after 10 at the Firebird. Wackadoo playing at Black Bear Bakery. Shivering Timbers playing at Off-Broadway. Doomed to Burn at Just Bill's Place.
Hmm. All right, we'll give Dan a chance to bring up the rear, if you don't mind my using that expression. Oh, wow. Take a guess.
Or is it Wackadoo? Is
Wackadoo at Black Bear Bakery.
Yeah. All right, that'll be your Wackadoo choice. Ian?
I'm going to go a 789 after 10.
That was 789 after 10 at the Firebird.
All right, and I'm going to go with Kami Chung.
Okay. All right. I really thought I was going to get you guys this time, but Ian proved me wrong. 789 after 10 is not a real band name, but
I like it.
It is a good name.
Yes. Yeah,
it is. 789 after 10, you could do a billion things with that, man. So, and any one of you guys could steal these band names. That's fine with me.
You know why 9 was afraid of 7? Because 789.
That's the point. Right. But he did it after 10. And you can take that two ways. Either he ate 10 first or he did it after 10 p.m. See?
Yes.
That's why it's genius.
Beautiful. Yes. And if there's one thing that band lovers really need, it's more of that sort of quiz bowl mentality.
Coming, man.
Quiz bowl.
789 after 10. Good stuff. And last, but
before
not least.
Before I go party this weekend, I'd like a conundrum.
All right, folks, this is it. It's time for the St. Louis Old School Tattoo Expo happening now, going all the way through Sunday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Ramada Plaza Hotel downtown. People who go can get a tattoo done by tons of different professionals all around the Midwest area. Some come in from different cities. If you get a tattoo that by Sunday they say is the best tattoo there, you had to have gotten it at the actual Tattoo Expo. You get yourself a custom guitar, and the artist who did it gets their brand new custom-made tattoo machine. So, if you're looking to get some ink or you want to show yours off,
now,
yes.
Why do they call it the old school tattoo?
Because it's, I don't know, it's cooler when you say old school.
Everything that's old school is cooler.
When I think old school tattoo, I think of like a guy who's now in his 70s who got it when he joined the Marines at 16.
Okay. And it's faded black gray.
It's not even black anymore. It's kind of like the same color as his veins on his forearm, like a Popeye anchor kind of tattoo.
But
to me, that's the old school tattoo.
It's still cool to say old school. It just is.
I agree.
It's not like some 36-year-old MILF who's got a heart on her ankle.
All right. Here's the way.
That's not old school.
The way old school would work in an expression. Now, Ian's going to say the words old school after I do something that I consider to be old school.
Okay.
You just have to go along with it, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, hey, Paul, I'm going to run for president. Just say something like, really?
Really?
Psych.
That's old school.
There you go. Yeah. See? That is the lamest attempt I've ever made to try and do any kind of cool expression.
That went nowhere.
No, come on. There are times I'll be in a social situation, someone will do something like, oh, man, that's old school, man.
Yeah.
Look at that, old school. I will never use psych ever.
Farm out. Right arm.
I'll just say not.
Right. Well, not could have been one, too. I thought psych was more old school than not. Not.
I just didn't see people going and getting a really old school tattoo.
It just makes it sound cooler.
I know.
The St. Louis Old School Tattoo Expo, again, at the Ramada Plaza Hotel downtown all weekend long. $15 to $65 will get you in. That'll determine how many days and how long you're going to be spending at the Old School Tattoo Expo.
Really old school is having that expo in an old school.
Wow. Now, man. That's like Inception.
Once again.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like Inception.
Wow. Yeah, and you know what? You know what? To open the whole thing, 789 after 10 will play. That'll be brilliant. And then what was it? The Jumping Frogs? What was it? What was the movie earlier?
Oh, Leaping Tiger.
Jumping Tiger and Leaping Frogs will be the movie they play on Saturday night. That'll do it for me, guys. I got to go. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Great stuff.
Take care, guys.
Have a good weekend, Joe. Thank you very much. Knuckleheads in the news straight ahead.
All right, it's time to check traffic right now, and Tim Weiland is here to fill you in. Tim?
Yes, I am here, Dan. And Paul still have his headset on?
Oh, I'm right here.
Hey, Paul, you know, I've been wanting to ask you this for about 3 weeks now. You know, the last time, I was wondering if you have maybe a little black magic or voodoo in your family history line, because it was 3 weeks ago today that I came into the studio and sat in with you, and the next day I was in the hospital for 10 days.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if you got a little voodoo doll.
Got the mojo on.
Got a little Timmy doll and put a nail in it here and a nail in it there.
No, even if I did have that power, I wouldn't do it to you. I like you, Tim.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, if I had that power, you would not be here today.
I'm just curious.
And that's old school, my friend.
That's old school. You're right. Looking at the highways. Boy, you know, there was an earlier accident on westbound 64 near Clayton Skinker. That has long been cleared, but boy, the damage has been done because you are jammed up now from Compton all the way to Clayton Skinker. Looks like we're not doing too bad from 270 out through Mesa, but you do have a couple slow pockets from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 64 is slowing from 141 up through 270. On southbound 270, it looks like we're bunching up right on either side of Olive, and then you hit stop and go traffic from 270 or from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. And then eastbound 70, that was slow from Grand to about Madison. Eastbound 64 from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Get to Kohl's Power Shopping Sale. It's happening today through Sunday for three full days of the most powerful pricing. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Monday morning when we check in with all of the latest polls and the latest when it comes to the election. Plus, David Stokes from the Show Me Institute will be along. Gail Pennington will talk a little TV and all the news, traffic, weather, and sports. Join us Monday morning.
McGraw in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550 KTRS.
Marlene Suarez. She's a big part of the problem. The Pat Quinn Marlene Suarez plan. Make the 67% income tax increase permanent. Raise downstate property taxes to bail out Chicago schools and increase government spending to pay for more Chicago programs. Higher income taxes, higher property taxes, more spending. Illinois cannot afford Marlene Suarez. Before your taxes go through the roof, vote no on Marlene Suarez. In his first term in office, State Representative Dwight Kay cut his own salary 10%, refused to accept a taxpayer-funded pension, and when Metro East road and bridge projects were threatened, Dwight Kay stood up for the Metro East and secured funding to improve our roads and bridges. Dwight Kay has a blueprint to help middle-class families. Repeal the 67% income tax increase, freeze property taxes for 3 years, cut wasteful spending, and audit state government. Dwight Kay, he's working hard to fix what's broken. Paid for by Citizens for Kay.
That's the sound of your appliance calling it quits. Now what? Head to Sleiman Brothers, where you'll find the name brands you're looking for, and a Sleiman in every store, which means personal service and professional advice, along with a great price on your favorite brands like TE. Unsure what you're looking for? Take your time, browse the showroom, make yourself at home, and ask questions. You'll receive their famous personal attention and commitment to quality. Sleiman Brothers are appliance experts because they only sell appliances. If you're looking for a hammer or paint, they don't have it. But what they do have is a wide variety of name brands to choose from selection to service to delivery and installation. Sleiman Brothers has been a household name for all of your household appliances since 1965. So when they say,
Sleiman Brothers, try us, you'll like us,
they mean every word. For the best price, advice, and selection on GE, visit a Sleiman Brothers showroom in West County or South City.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-960-7761. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
Listen closely as I drop this $100 bill into a paper shredder. Horrible, isn't it? But that's exactly what's happening to your hard-earned money if you're struggling with overwhelming credit card debt. Every month, much of your money may be being wasted on interest rates and fees while you struggle with debt that only seems to grow worse. But Freedom Debt Relief has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the country. And we could reduce your debt in the shortest time possible through one low monthly program payment. Call right now and we'll show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Here's the number, 1-800-900-1491. Now imagine if you could put your credit card debt into a shredder. Call now to find out how much of your hard-earned money you could save. The bigger your debt, the more money you could save. Call 1-800-900-1491. This could be the answer you've been looking for. 1-800-900-1491. 1-800-900-1491.
Put everything else aside and ask yourself this question. Is Todd Akin fit to serve in the United States Senate? Mitt Romney doesn't think so. Listen for yourself.
What he said was indefensible, was wrong, it was offensive, and he should step out of the race.
And he's not alone. John McCain said Akin wouldn't be welcome.
He would not be welcomed by Republicans in the United States Senate.
And then there's Missouri Republicans. John Danforth, Roy Blunt, and Kit Bond all called Todd Akin totally unacceptable. Not a single newspaper endorsed Todd Akin. Not one. Because Akin wants to essentially end Medicare, eliminate the minimum wage, and end federal student loans. Radical positions no Missouri family can afford in the U.S. Senate. So is Todd Akin fit to serve Missouri? Here's Mitt Romney again.
It was offensive, and he should step out of the race.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McCaskill for Missouri.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
The late, great Ernie Hayes, organist at Busch Stadium for 40 years, who died on Wednesday at age 77.
Wow, I thought he was older than that. Because he's been doing it so long. Yeah. Every time anytime you think about the organ at any one of the sporting events, it's Ernie Hayes.
Not just for the Cardinals, but the Blues, the Steamers, yeah. The Stars, the Billikens, the Spirits of St. Louis back to the old days.
Yeah.
When we had basketball, pro basketball here in town. So Ernie Hayes definitely missed. And by the way, Take Me Out to the Ball Game should come back as the seventh inning song. At all baseball games.
Yes.
You know, I know we put in God Bless America after 9/11, but that's more than 10 years ago now. And I don't think anybody would, well, you know what?
Cardinals do. We do Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the seventh.
Yeah, but when they do the All-Star Game or the World Series or the playoffs or that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And I was going to say nobody would mind, but of course somebody would mind. It's America. Somebody's going to complain about everything. But Take Me Out to the Ball Game should be the seventh inning stretch for all baseball games. All right, knuckleheads in the news coming up in a moment. First, we have a brand new show debuting Sunday afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. It's called Retire Worry Free with Steve and Greg, and here is the Steve portion of that show, Steve Light. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, Paul. How are you doing today?
Good. Welcome to the Big 550.
Thank you very much.
Tell us what the show is going to be about.
The show is going to be an investment talk show, of course, and it's going to concentrate on people that are retiring, so that are in the distribution phase of their life rather than the accumulation phase. And we just think it's a different set of skills to manage accounts that are when you're trying to grow the money versus when you're trying to harvest income and give somebody a 25 or 30 year retirement income stream.
Because part of the problem is for somebody who has saved for their life, if they were smart, they were putting money away for a long time in their 20s. Well, not so much in their 20s for most people, but certainly more people are doing it in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. But then you get into your 60s, 70s, 80s,
right.
And now you got to figure out a way to live off that money that you've put away and whatever you're going to do with that and generate some sort of income. And that's what you guys will talk about?
Yeah, that's basically what we're going to talk about. And the real challenge these days is that somebody retiring at 65 is, you know, probably going to live to 95. And so, you know, if you have to harvest a monthly income check from their investments every month, it becomes challenging with the volatility of, you know, the market these days. So that's really the focus of our firm is income planning, and then risk management, and of course investments. But yeah, and the show will be we'll try to give our tilt on everything that we think, and then we'll open it up for calls from the audience as well.
You know, I remember years ago here on KTRS, I interviewed a guy who wrote a book. I think it was called Immortality, and he said probably by 2050. We will have developed science to the point where people can live to be 150 years old. And then, wow. By 2100, people will be living 200 years old and that sort of stuff. And as he was talking about this, I said on the air, I don't want to live that long. And he said, why? Why wouldn't you want to live that long? I said, because it means I'd have to work until I'm 120.
Right.
I don't want to have to put in 100 years of work before I get to retirement. I like being semi-retired now.
Early retirement will be 105.
Well, you know what? We're going to have to raise the Social Security age to 108 this year.
Right. It's certainly a challenge because people are living in retirement as long as they work. So if somebody, worked 30 or 40 years, they're going to be in retirement 30 or 40 years, and it's going to be a big crisis. Income planning is a challenge.
Imagine trying to retire at 65 when you're still going to live another 100 years.
Yeah.
Good luck, but we're not there yet. Anyway, Steve and Greg will have some tips on that for you. The show airs, am I right, Sunday from 2 to 3?
Yes, it is, yes.
Retire Worry Free is the name. Steve, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Bye.
The music means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin right here in St. Louis with a guy accused of attacking somebody at gunpoint, having his gun taken away, and then later on coming back for the gun. This just happened this morning at a bus stop in West Florissant. The suspect, a guy identified as Lester White, walked up to the victim from behind, put him in a headlock, placed a gun at his back. The victim somehow grabbed the gun and began struggling with Lester. Witnesses at the bus stop helped the victim wrestle the gun away and subdue Lester, who was able to break free and run away. The victim went to a nearby clinic, spoke to a security officer there. They called the cops. The cops came. They recovered the gun. While the victim was talking to the security officer, Lester walked up and said, "Can I have my gun back?"
Oh, sure.
Yeah. You know what? Why don't you talk to these nice officers first? He's now charged with first-degree attempted robbery, third-degree assault, armed criminal action. Now a story from before Hurricane Sandy hit New York. Last Friday, an attorney named Maggie Balmer locked herself out of her apartment, realized that she had given her keys to a friend earlier in the evening before spending a few hours drinking and partying. So here she is outside her apartment building trying to get in. She rings the buzzer on the outside of everybody's apartment so that somebody would let her in, and she does get in. But then she realizes that to get into her apartment, she would have to go through the building's garden, and to get into the garden, she'd have to get to the basement, which she couldn't get to from the lobby because there's a locked door there, too. So Maggie said, "I know. The garbage chute goes to the basement. I'll go in there." She dove in head first. Stopped by the motion-triggered trash compactor, which almost sliced one of her arms completely off.
Ugh.
She screamed in pain until somebody called 911. Firefighters had to shut the building's power off and give her morphine to numb the pain. She was trapped in there for another hour before they could finally get her out. She says, "You know what? From now on, I'm giving a neighbor a spare key." Good idea. In New Mexico, a 10-year-old boy was tasered by a police officer after he refused to clean the cop's car. The boy was playing on a playground with a group of friends. An officer was at the school for career day and asked the boys, "Who wants to clean my patrol car?" Several of the boys volunteered. The victim said, "I don't want to do that." So the officer told the boy, "Let me show you what happens to people who don't listen to the police." And then he tasered the boy. That's 50,000 volts of electricity. This boy doesn't even weigh 100 pounds. The kid blacked out. When he came to, instead of calling for emergency medical assistance, the cop took the boy to the principal's office and said, "This guy wasn't listening to me.
Wow.
You should discipline him." The boy has scars resembling cigarette burns, has been suffering PTSD ever since, can't really get a good night's sleep. The incident occurred back in May, but now the officer, Chris Webb, and the New Mexico Department of Public Safety are being sued by the boy's guardian. Higgins is seeking, the guardian is seeking punitive damages and charges against the cop and wants him off the job. Tasering a 10-year-old boy for no reason. Now we go to Sweden, which is breaking records in trash. Sweden has a program of generating energy from garbage, and it's wildly successful. The problem is they don't have enough trash. Only 4% of their garbage ends up in a landfill because they're so efficient about converting waste to renewable energy. Why don't we have this in this country?
Oh, my.
No kidding.
Really?
Sweden is now importing trash from Norway, Bulgaria, Romania, and Italy. 800,000 tons of trash are going into Sweden every year.
Wow.
Which they then turn into a highly efficient and environmentally degrading system. And we finish in Poland, in the town of Bialybor, where a guy was riding his bicycle so fast that he went past the 30-mile-an-hour speed limit. He was going more than 30 miles an hour on his bicycle. Traffic cops took off after him, but by the time they caught up with him, he had removed all of his clothes and was wearing nothing but his underwear on his head. They gave him two tickets, one for speeding, one for indecent exposure. He has to pay a fine of 200 euros. He says, "These allegations of nudity are completely wrong. I was not nude. I was wearing a thong."
Oh.
And the officer said, "On your head!" Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS.
Time to look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Dan. We just got a report of an accident on westbound 70 out near the weigh station, which is between Wentzville and Forestell. Looking at westbound 70, it looks pretty good from 370 out through Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Westbound 64, boy, that has really gotten heavy now. It's slow from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. And then you've got that little slowdown again, 94 to west of Highway K. Southbound 270 is now slow from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 stacks up McDonald through New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Email marketing from Constant Contact can reach your customers in a place they are checking every day, their inbox. Sign up for a free trial from the industry-leading provider at ConstantContact.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the end of the week thing. It's called the Friday Night Show. We'll have some games. We'll bribe you with prizes. Also, it's a visit with Louis Gossett Jr. Lori Tanner from Rankin Jordan chimes in to let us know some fun stuff going on over there. And Tom O'Keefe runs down movies. Not literally runs down movies, but talks about them. See you tonight at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Got ribs? They do. Rib City in DePere or Cottleville has delicious pulled pork or tender beef brisket and award-winning fall-off-the-bone baby back ribs. Visit RibCitySt.Louis.com.
Get to Kohl's Power Shopping Sale this Friday through Sunday. Everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila, 100% Weber Blue Agave Tequila from the Jalisco Highlands in Mexico. And the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Live. from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. How you doing?
We're doing fine. Bill, I was thinking about you a couple of nights ago. I don't know if you know that Jimmy Kimmel is doing his show from Brooklyn, New York this week, and he had...
That is, I know where you're going with this. You're going to talk about him interviewing David Letterman.
Yeah, all I could think of was you, because I know Letterman is your hero. Jimmy Kimmel and you are right on the same plane of just idolizing David Letterman so much. Did you see the interview?
It was so awkward to watch him. He just looked at the floor the whole time that he was being interviewed. It was very strange. That's
wow.
Just my opinion.
And Kimmel seemed like he didn't know what to say. He kind of wanted to prove to Dave that he was his biggest fan, and Dave was kind of like, "Yeah, okay,
yeah,
right,
well,
I get
whatever.
It. I get it. Whatever."
Yeah, it was very bizarre. But
yeah. You would handle that better, of course.
Well, I would certainly hope so.
Yeah, Bill Shorter.
A toy manufacturer has recalled a Barack Obama action figure. Yeah, they recalled an Obama action figure. It turned out it had a defect where it kept blaming the George W. Bush action figure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, too bad. The Obama action figure was great. It even came with its own little teleprompter. It was.
Oh, really cool. Man.
And Mitt Romney just completed a 3-stop bus tour of Florida. To win over Florida voters, the bus traveled 25 miles an hour in the fast lane with its turn signal blinking.
That'll do it.
And CNN's reporting that the presidential race is extremely close in Florida. I think some Floridians might be confused. New poll shows 8% are planning to vote for Al Gore. And finally, and President Obama returned to Chicago a couple of days ago to cast his vote early, and because it was in Chicago, he was in line between FDR and Al Capone. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I don't want to say he was voting early, but he cast his ballot for Malia Obama.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder who he voted for.
Have a good weekend. Thanks, Bill. Tonight, NBC's got a relief concert on for Hurricane Sandy victims. 7 o'clock our time tonight. The money will go to the Red Cross. And they've got a bunch of people from the New York metropolitan area who will be performing. Billy Joel, John Bon Jovi, Springsteen, of course. Christina Aguilera and Sting, who I don't think are from New York, will be chipping in. Brian Williams, Jimmy Fallon. It's on Channel 5 tonight and all the other NBC networks.